First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. An all-time favorite movie line from The Missouri Breaks, uttered by Jack Nicholson, leaning over Marlon Brando, who was starting up from sleep. "Do you know why you woke up? I just cut your throat." That's the way Plainview, Texas, woke up the other day to some bitter truths and a shortened life. The food industry giant Cargill, on February 1st, closed the Plainview beef processing plant that employed 2,300 people, 10% of the town's entire population, representing nearly half the town's families. The exodus from Plainview, Jimmy Dean's hometown, has begun, and the town will probably soon be a ghost. But who, exactly, cut its throat? As a suspect, you gotta like Cargill, standing there with blood on its knife. But Cargill says, "Wait a minute, it wasn't us." To quote their announcement, "Severe drought across the U.S., as well as other factors, have caused a decrease in the overall size of the U.S. cow herd and decreases in the feeder cattle supply." That's what Cargill told Beef magazine, that there were too few cattle coming into the plant to keep it open. So, it was the drought. That would make it an act of God, like the one that caused the Dust Bowl. Except that the Dust Bowl, the blowing away of an entire region's topsoil, was not caused by the drought, but by overcultivation of marginal land, which was in turn a response to exceptionally high prices being paid for wheat. It seems reasonable, then, to look at the cattle ranchers. Did they overgraze their marginal, drought-stricken high plains land? Plainview is between Lubbock and Amarillo in the Texas Panhandle, and bring on their own collapse? In a word, no. Industrial beef cattle don't spend much of their lives on pasture. They live mostly in feedlots, where they are force-fed corn, a food that is alien to grazing animals, evolved to digest grass. It tends to make them sick. The other factors alluded to by Cargill included prominently the high price of corn, so high that feedlots had to reduce the number of cattle they were feeding. According to the New York Times, there are fewer cattle in the state of Texas today than there were in 1967. So it was the drought after all? Well, there is still one other factor. The federal government still requires that all gasoline used as fuel contain 10% ethanol. It was the government's way of doing something to begin replacing fossil fuels with renewables, and not incidentally to stimulate a whole new industry for one of its favorite clients, big agriculture. Overnight, the U.S. became the world's leading producer of ethanol, 14 billion gallons a year. Last year, over 40% of the corn harvest was earmarked for ethanol production. Even as ethanol distillers were going out of business because high gasoline prices and a slow recovery from recession were depressing demand for their product. Let's review. The artificially high demand for corn as fuel, mandated by government to help corn growers, has jacked up corn prices to the point that the beef industry is shutting down. What's the point of making a fortune on your corn or your corn futures if you can't go out and buy a steak? Another consequence, not unintended, but one nobody involved gives a crap about, is that commodity food prices are so high that people around the world are starving. It's taken a while to get here, but can we say now that it's the government? No, wait, even better, Obama, who slit Plainview's throat? Well, what we have here now is metaphor fatigue. Plainview did not get its throat cut. Rather, it is succumbing to a progressive degenerative disease called industrialism, which has provided Americans a century of comparatively luxurious living by using a credit card issued by Mother Nature. So far, Mother has required only minimum monthly payments. Not anymore. Plainview just woke up. Now the rest of us need to follow suit. Or, to paraphrase another Jack Nicholson line, can you handle the truth? For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.